BP added more than $70 billion to the U.S. economy last year by making investments from coast to coast. Investments like acquiring America's largest biogas producer, Archaea Energy, and starting up new infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investing in America.
With the exception of that girl lady we talked about earlier that said Bob Barker forced her to have sex to keep her gig, everybody loved Bob Barker, probably except for her.
Well, it was said 1,000 times over the weekend, but it's true. There's an entire generation of kids that a sick day from school was Bob Barker and Price is Right. You know, it was just one of those things.
Because it came on about the right time. You could sleep in a little bit and still catch Price is Right.
It's perfect.
I always aired at 10 Central.
Yep, about that.
Yeah, you're talking 30. I mean, when did he start that show? 70?
75?
No, I think it's earlier than that. That could be right, Todd. But yeah, there's a, you know. But whatever, he passed away. 99. 1,100 people had him. And we interviewed him once in 2009. Another edition of Todd and Tyler Talk to Dead People.
I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
Oh! You like that, old man? You want a piece of me? I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Still makes me laugh, even without the visual.
Oh. All right,
Bob Barker joining us. Thanks for giving us a call, Bob.
Good morning, Todd.
And Tyler.
And Tyler. We're both here, Bob.
Todd and Tyler?
Yes, that's
it's
us.
It's a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for calling us, by the way. My grandfather passed away a couple years ago, and he worshipped your show for years and years. And right at the end, I still remember right at the end, his eyes started going away, and he's about 90, and he would listen to The Price is Right. So I have great memories of my grandfather loving The Price is Right. So,
well, if he loved Price is Right, he was a man of good taste.
All right.
I have great memories of rolling out of bed.
Well, watching it for years, right,
11 o'clock, during the summer, right? And flip on the TV, and there's Bob, and there's The Price is Right.
Do you miss it, Bob? Do you miss it every day?
I miss the money.
Well, you weren't forced out. You quit on your own. You just got tired or what?
Well, I
missed the money.
I was 83.
You're 83. All right.
I say I was 83.
Okay.
When I quit, and I wanted to quit while I was still young.
Okay. Right. Well, yeah, well, that's a good idea. And yeah, you're still kicking and doing well, I'm sure. And
I'm in splendid shape. I really am, particularly for my age. Thank the good Lord.
I missed the money. That was great. Priceless Memories is the name of the book. Does this cover everything? I mean, warts and all?
It covers the whole story from the time I was a child until today. And I tried to make it a happy book. It's
well, good.
It reflects the type of show I did all my life. The shows I did, Truth or Consequences and Price is Right,
That's
were
right.
both fun shows. And the specials I did were fun, and the one on my road show, it was fun, and the book is fun. I hope it'll help people forget their troubles for a little while.
That's a good idea. Now, we are a syndicated program. We are on an affiliate in your hometown of Springfield.
Yes, I went to high school and college in Springfield, Missouri.
What was the college?
Drury.
D-R-U-R-Y.
Oh,
okay. They're still there, right? Okay. Do you have distant relatives still there, or you've been gone for a long time?
I have relatives by marriage still there, and I go back there occasionally because I've set up an endowment fund for the study of animal rights at Drury. It's the first undergraduate school to have such a course, and I hope it spreads across the country.
Oh, well, see, that's where all your money's going.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's where some of it goes.
All right. Well, that's good. You get back a lot then. You get back once in a while. Okay.
I do, I do, and I enjoy it. I have friends back there, and I enjoy seeing them. And so much of my life revolved around the very area where Drury is, and It brings back great memories.
You were a basketball player, right?
I went to Drury on a basketball scholarship.
Were you good? Were you pretty good?
Well, since there's no tape on me, and you'll never talk with anyone with whom I played.
Right.
Yes, I was a veritable Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
I did wear number 23.
Michael Jordan. Oh, I think that's why he chose his number. Bob Barker wore it.
What was the best part of your game?
The best part of my game?
Well, it was a set shot.
The way I wore my sweatsuit, the way I wore the towel in my collar and everything. I was a veritable cover boy when I went out on the floor.
Yeah, you got a scholarship, though. You'd be pretty decent, you know. Not everybody, a lot of
people. I was a pretty good basketball player, yes. I played basketball in high school. I played basketball at Drury.
Yeah.
And when I went into the Navy, I played basketball at Georgia University pre-flight.
Oh, okay. Oh, excellent. Right.
And by virtue of the fact that I played basketball, while I was playing basketball 4 hours a day, or practicing basketball 4 hours a day, the other cadets were running the obstacle course, boxing, wrestling, doing gymnastics, breaking their collarbones, separating their shoulders. All I did was sprain my ankle.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so you got out of that by being good at hoops.
Yeah. Bob Barker, the book is called Priceless Memories, and it's pretty much your whole life. How did, because I don't think I've ever even seen them behind the story of Bob Barker, how did you go from the Navy to show business? I mean, what was
well,
it?
Well, I owe the United States Navy for my start in radio. I was in radio for 10 years before I got on television, and it came about in this way. I came home from the Navy, and I was going back to college, and I wanted to get a job, and I heard about the manager of a radio station there in Springfield, G. Pearson Ward was his name, and he was crazy about airplanes. So I put on my naval officer's uniform and my wings of gold, and I went in and applied for a job, and we talked about airplanes for about a half an hour. And I ended up with my first job in radio, which was writing local news and doing a sportscast.
Oh, excellent.
What
were the call letters of that station?
KTTS.
It's
still there.
Yeah, our company owns it.
You do?
Yeah, we're not on that station because we're not.
No, you probably didn't own it then.
No, I don't think we did then.
No, but, this was, I had my first job April of 1947.
All right, so what did you do during the war? I mean, you were obviously...
I was a fighter pilot in the Navy.
Well, geez, so you flew... how many missions?
Well, I didn't go overseas, and I'll tell you why. I finished my training, and I went up to Great Lakes and checked out on the carrier, did my carrier landing, and I joined a fighter pilot pool in Grosseau, Michigan, and I was awaiting orders to go to sea. And the enemy heard that I was coming out in the Pacific, and they surrendered. And that was the end of World War II.
I'm sure you won.
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit. And you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life. Even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors. Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm sure you wanted to get out there, but we're glad you didn't because you might not have came back. You know, a lot of guys didn't.
A lot of fellows came back, but some of them didn't. That's
some of
right.
Them didn't, that's for sure.
But I flew. You asked what I flew. I flew the old F4F Wildcat with a bigger tail and a souped-up engine. They called it the FM2. And then I would have gone to sea in Corsairs. I flew the Corsair. That was that beautiful plane with the gull wing.
Did you keep your pilot's license through later on in life, or did you stop?
No, in civilian life, I was only at the controls one time.
Okay.
And that was G. Pearson Ward at Springfield there in KTTS. Soon after I went to work for him, he said, would I like to go flying? And I said, yes, he flew. And he had a little airplane that we went out, and he flew straight and level and made these nice turns and so on, all straight and level. And he said, well, would you like to take over the controls? And I said, sure. And I put it up into a steep bank and a dive. I said, we're going down and tell that farmer hello. I saw a farmer down there.
Oh, so you're flying like a fighter pilot.
Like a fighter pilot. And he just became completely white, ashen. He said, I have the controls. I'm taking over. And he took over, and we flew back to the airport.
Yeah.
And I've never seen a man so glad to get down on the ground before in my life. And I worked for him for 2 or 3 years, and he always was very supportive of all the projects I took on there. But he never again asked me to go flying.
Bob Barker.
At the end of my flying.
Bob, do you think Drew Carey's done a good job?
Do I think Drew is doing a good job?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Drew is doing exactly what Drew should do.
What?
He's doing the show his way.
He's
not imitating me. He doesn't do the show the way I do it at all.
All right.
And he doesn't imitate anybody else. He's Drew Carey, and apparently the viewers have accepted him and like him. He's just finishing up his second year.
Yeah, okay.
And you're only jealous of him on payday, apparently.
Right.
I'm not even jealous of him then, to tell you the truth. I think I am a complete success at retirement.
Oh, good.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, good.
I think I did it at just the right time. Not too soon, not too late, just the right time. I feel the show was just as good as it had ever been, if not better.
It did not fade. You're right. At the end of that, you did not fade at all.
No, and I think my performance was as good, if not better, than it has ever been. And we had great ratings, and so I went out on top. And I'm satisfied with the whole thing.
But that's tough to do. A lot of people can't do that.
They don't know when to get out or leave.
They hang on and hang on and hang on, and I didn't.
Well, right. What sense told you, hey, now's the time to get out?
Too many freaks grabbing you and hugging you?
Well, no. That was one of the best parts of the show.
Yeah, but some of them hurt you, right?
Well, they did. They stepped on my toes. I had one about 5'4" get under my chin and jump up and down. and women would stand beside me, and they'd say, oh, I'm so excited, and pinch me on the arm. It was a dangerous job. It's a wonder I survived for 35 years.
Yeah. Are you surprised how big it is with college kids?
Oh, no, I tell you, I was so delighted with that. That got started. One or two of them, groups of college kids, came to the show, and I realized this is a good thing.
Yeah.
And I started talking about them being in the audience, and we'd have some of them on the show. And it spread, and it got so kids would, they would come to our show on their spring break instead of going to Acapulco or to... Where is it in Florida? They go Port Lauderdale.
Lauderdale in the old days. You're right.
And they were great contestants, and beyond that, they gave the studio great energy. They were just, I loved them.
And you're right. It kept the show young.
It kept the show young.
Campuses all across the country are watching The Price is Right. Bob Barker. The book is Priceless Memories.
Priceless Memories.
Okay.
Incidentally, all of the profits from. The book are going to the DJ&T Foundation, which subsidizes spay neuters for dogs all over the country.
Oh, really? So all the profits then?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Where did that come about, your love for animals? Have you always harbored that?
Oh, I had always loved animals, and I finally began working on behalf of them with various organizations and learned of the terrible exploitation and mistreatment of animals, and I just felt compelled to try to do what I could to help rectify the situation, and that's what I've been doing.
Have you turned down a bunch of cameos since Happy Gilmore? Because you were so good in that.
No, I haven't. Okay. Tell you why I haven't made more movies. I refuse to do nude scenes.
And they all want you naked?
Oh, these Hollywood producers, they want to capitalize on my obvious sexuality.
Where do you make your home, Bob? You in L.A. still, or what?
I beg your pardon?
Where do you make your home?
Oh, I live right in Hollywood.
Okay, all right. So
I've lived here in this same house. I'm calling you from the library, my own home. I have lived here for almost 40 years.
Oh, okay.
Well, how's the neighborhood changed in 40 years?
Well, the traffic.
Okay.
When my wife and I, Dorothy Jo and I, moved in here, this was a nice, quiet neighborhood.
Yeah.
And now they've discovered they can get from the San Fernando Valley to Hollywood or wherever they want to go on this side of the mountain by coming down my street, Outpost Drive.
Oh,
and,
I get it.
But I have there's a big wall all the way around the house.
Okay.
When I get in here, I lock the gate and I'm it's completely quiet in here.
And you get naked there, nobody, no big deal, right?
I'm naked a lot of the time. Yeah.
Well, good luck with the book, Bob. We appreciate you calling.
And, I want you to know that book is on the New York Times bestseller list.
I saw that yesterday.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And
I'm absolutely, well, I saw that, and I thought I'm in the presence of a miracle.
Bob but, Barker, Priceless
I'm
Memories.
I'm grateful.
Well, you keep mentioning your sexuality. You got a lady?
Oh, yes. I have dozens of them. They're all they can't keep their hands off me whenever I go.
All right. So all that stuff we see in the tabloids is true?
Yeah, what did you see in the tabloids?
Oh, I see everything about you in the tabloids.
Well, most of it is not true,
okay.
But some of it is. The good stuff is true.
Okay.
All right. That's the stuff we'll believe then.
Thanks sure. a lot, Bob, and good luck with the book and good luck with everything else you do. Appreciate it.
Thank you both. It's
All right.
A pleasure to talk with you.
Appreciate your time. Right.
Bye-bye.
Bob Barker, Priceless Memories is the book.
He's excellent.
You're right, Puss. That was that was fun, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
I knew it. I remember it being good, but I forgot how good it was. He was so sharp, so witty.
Oh, 09.
Yeah.
Bob Barker listed as a member of the Sioux tribe.
Oh, really?
I believe his grandfather or his father.
Yeah, he had two.
Was a quarter Sioux, and he spent much of his time, his youth anyway, on the Rosebud Indian Reservation, which is on the Nebraska-South Dakota border. Ask me what my favorite town in the Rosebud Indian Reservation is.
Oh, you just did. Ask yourself. Go ahead. What is it?
It's Uppercut Meat, South Dakota. I enjoy visiting Uppercut Meat, South Dakota.
I figured that was your favorite. Probably got about 10 houses.
Right. Not much to Uppercut Meat, South Dakota, but it's a nice place to visit.
The legend Bob Barker passed away over the weekend. 1,161 people had him in the Deadpool. That was from 09, so the guy had a long life, man.
Yeah, he was 85 when we were talking to him there.
I know, and he was nailing it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Not that, you know, whatever.
Sharp as a tack, man.
He never had, I don't remember him being like, I mean, was he like active towards the end? I never heard anything bad about him.
The last few years, he'd had some mobility issues, but I think mentally he was all there.
Yeah.
You know?
He kicked ass, man, so rest in peace, Bob Barker.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.